So beginning again, establishing mindfulness as primary. Putting to one side for now the grief and the longing and the disappointment and the yearning for the world. Just the gentle question, how is it now? What are you present with now as you bring attention to your embodied experience? What's felt? What mood? Mind state? What sensations are present? Just allow yourself to take a slow and deeper breath through the body. Feeling the breath energy suffuse through the body. And on the exhalation, a subtle softening of the holding in the body so that the jaw softens in the face. Shoulders may drop a little. Releasing down through the torso, softening the belly, the legs, arms, hands and feet, and feeling that sensation of the pressure of sitting as the connection with the ground. So that sensation helps us arrive a bit more into the earth elements, grounding. Being here a bit more fully. We may take one or two other more slower, deeper breaths. So you really feel the inhalation, a subtle nourishment of the breath energy suffusing through the whole body, up into the brain and the face and the head and down the neck and through the torso, arms, hands, pelvic area, and subtly rippling down through the legs to the soles of the feet. The inhalations, there might be a subtle sense of lengthening through the spine without a rigidity, and a subtle opening through the chest in front of the body, and the exhalation, a little bit more releasing from those subtle ways that we hold on, the body holds. And the breath naturally starts to come to its own rhythm. It feels comfortable. Breathing in, breathing out, experiencing the whole body. And feeling our embodied experience with the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, calming bodily formation. Soothing the body, soothing the felt sense. And as that's happening, connecting with however we feel, a sense of well-being, and sense of joy, happiness. Maybe it's very subtle, but just being here, breathing, being warm, being connected with a group, being supported. Sense of gratitude, just allowing that to come into our awareness, into our being. Allowing for gentle uplift in the mental state. And if that's not present, just allowing for a little more space, there's space around us, space within. As we notice, there is mental activity and there can begin to be a focusing and a calming of that mental activity. As we study around the experience of breath, noticing that which is aware, the awareness of mind itself, being aware of awareness, that is knowing, that is present, that is receptive, is deeply listening. Notice that awareness, receptive, can receive the whole of our experience. And at the same time is just gently touching and knowing the changeability of what's being experienced, that there is flow and movement. The breath rising, expanding through the body, and on the exhalation, the breath falling, releasing. Sounds of the talk hit our awareness, but each sound begins, dissolves. What remains? It's listening that still remains. The awareness that still remains. So in that awareness, in that presence, in that listening, noticing, being with, knowing, this flow of the breath, this ancient flow of being breathed, it's like the breath is coming to us. Like the rhythms of the oceans, the waves of the oceans. Each wave that arises looks independent, different. Small wave, huge wave, a ripple. But each wave is arising and then falling back into the depth of the ocean. In the same way, the phenomena of our experience of the mind, the thoughts in particular, they emerge. Can they be sustained forever? No, they can't. They emerge, they come into awareness. Even as the sensations, they may stay for longer. Even this body, even this day, even this retreat, even this retreat center, even the perception and the experience of lifespan, the perception of self and other, all is passing. All dissolves back like those waves into the great ocean. It's just an analogy, but that ocean at its depth is unmoving, is still, is mostly unseen. The depth of the heart, the knowing, the awareness, the mind. You can track and know the arising and then the passing, the dissolving. Into what remains. So there's less grasping and holding and cogitating and worrying and proliferation and creations around what's arising, what feels so urgent and important, what we assume as this is really me, this is who I am. You can just step back and look with dispassion a bit more, allowing those forms and those structures to reveal their changeability, to reveal their lack of solidity, to reveal their phantom-like nature, like a dream, like a dewdrop, like a lightning flash, like a bubble, like a shadow. Seems real, seems so important. Then it's not. Something else catches our attention. Grounding in the breath. Returning to presence, to awareness, relinquishing, giving back, letting things go their own way. Just for a moment, not having to control not having to be at the center of each thought, each worry. Just knowing this is the experience of thinking, worrying, of the sense of self, of me. And we're breathing in and allowing things to move in their own way, like birds across the vast sky. You start to notice there's a sky, there's a background. Like the night sky in Africa, these huge storms that sweep in the summer months. Amazing lightning on the horizon. And you try and see the lightning. Where's the next flash going to come? Try and hold it. But it's so quick, you can't hold. Just see the tail end. Just hear the residue of the rolling thunder across the plains, across the mountains, echoing through the mountains. And then what's revealed as each lightning bolt dissolves is the profound vastness of the night sky, deep, mysterious, black, eternal, reaching out into the mystery. Stars may be twinkling as the storm passes and the clouds disperse. Sky was there all the time. The storms come. Very powerful sometimes. And the dawn rises. You hear the birds. And the activity of humans moving around, maybe sweeping up after the storm. And the water, so much rain, just dissolves back into the earth. And the sun comes, and it's hot. The water evaporates. Change, anicca. What remains? What remains when all that's arisen passes? What is more real than the changing world? What is more intimate than all the longing of the world? What is illuminating our whole experience without which we'd be deeply unconscious? And turn to look directly at mind. The background, the depth. The intimate and the vast, the personal and impersonal. The play of paradox. Is it form? Is it empty? Is it night or is it day? Is it wave or depth? It's all water. Ocean is all the same substance. The surface, the phenomena, that arises in sense contact It arises from the depths even of the mind, the material, some of it very old, the karmic momentum that flows on, that turns the wheel of samsara. It feels so personal, so me, so much what I'm working through. And yet, it's not untrue, and yet there can be the unhooking, the release, the dispassion, the letting be, letting the wheel move without being stuck to that wheel. What remains? Each breath now is precious. Breathing in, steadying, reminding, remembering, sati, establishing mindful awareness to how it is. Being willing to feel with how it is. Being lost in what's felt. There's a deep compassion. Is the heart of the Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin ultimately is the heart. The one that listens deeply. That receives all without distinction. That is merciful. Touches what is with deep compassion, not the compassion of I'm trying to be nice, I'm trying to fix, the deep compassion of intimacy, because there's no ultimate separation between all things and all beings. So all is received equally, heard, touched, with knowing the power. Release, healing, and transformative nature of awareness itself. The deep prajna paramita, the deep womb of listening, the deep knowing, prajna, wisdom, knowing, which literally means pra means before, jnya, before what is known as an object to us that we discern and distinguish and put language on, is known in the womb before what is known and created as a separate entity, it's touched with the most intimate, receptive ground of compassion. Known and then known. It's like this. And as it's being known, it already starts to release, to dissolve, to be given back to nature. Don't have to push anything away, don't have to grasp anything. Don't have to hold on, don't have to judge. Don't have to get worried and anxious. Things will be and are as they are. This deep equanimity of the heart, being equal. All things. This is the nature of the true heart. You say that it sounds like a thing. It's an immediacy, the living Dharma, as Ajahn Chah would say, the living intelligence of the Dharma. That's responsive, it's receptive. that responds appropriately, deeply sensitive to how it is, that can give rise to wisdom. I know you, as the Buddha said under the Bodhi tree. I know you, the forces of that which seduces through brilliance sometimes, disconnects and abstracts and objectifies, and therefore separates out and justifies our disconnect, our lack of compassion. I knew you, the forces of longing and desire, and wants to so much find that place of safety, that person, that situation, and forgets the home, the hearth is already here. I know you, that aversion that doesn't want to be here, generates this sense of discontent, criticism, cynicism, self-doubt, self-hatred. I know all of these voices, all of these moves of the mind, the unliberated mind, pain, the dukkha, listening, receiving, touching with awareness, breathing, merciful, releasing, seeing clearly, this is how it is. And I know the joy, the strength, the courage, the luminosity, the brilliance, the deep patience, the willingness to start again, of the heart, capacity to hold, to practice, to focus, to let be. All of these shapes, all of these forms appearing and dissolving in the deep ground of awareness, the deathless heart. Not going anywhere, no agenda, just breathing, being. Sajjan Chah, do everything with a mind that lets go. Do not expect praise or reward. If you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. And if you let go completely, you will know complete peace and freedom. Your struggle will have come to an end. So we have the opportunity today, the blessing, the privilege to continue our practice. Just in small moments, just this much, the practice is just this much. We think about it too much, it becomes a burden. Just this much here, just to soften out of that clinging. Soften the body, breathe, returning. Tasting moments of peace through that relinquishment. Tuning into that, acquiring a taste for that. For the uncomplicated, for the non-struggle. Even if there's struggle, there can be the releasing of struggling with the struggle. Even if not okay, there can be being okay with what is not okay. One breath at a time.